Take your meal now. We prepare for combat. Let every man be sure his point is whetted, his shield well slung. Let every charioteer give fodder to his battle team, inspect his wheels and car, and put his mind on war, so we may bear ourselves as men all day in the grim battle. There will be no respite, no break at all, unless night coming on dissolve the battle lines and rage of men. The shield strap will be sweat-soaked on your ribs. Your hand will ache and stiffen on the spear shaft, and sweat will drench the horse's flanks that toil to pull your polished car. But let me see one man of you willing to drop out, one man skulking around the ships, and from that instant he has no chance against the dogs and kites. Being so dismissed, the Argives roared as when upon some cape a sea roused by the south wind roars on a jutting point of rock. A target winds and waves will never let alone from any quarter rising. So the soldiers got to their feet and scattered to the ships to send up smoke from campfires and be fed. But first, to one of the gods who never die, each man resigned his bit and made his prayer to keep away from death in that day's fighting. As for Lord Agamemnon, their commander, a fattened ox he chose for sacrifice to Zeus, the overlord of heaven, calling round him the senior captains of the Achaean host. Nestor, then Lord Idomeneus, then those two lords who bore the name of Ajax, then the son of Tydeus, and sixth, Odysseus, the peer of Zeus in warcraft. Menelaus, lord of the war cry, needed no summoning. He knew and shared the duties of his brother. Around the ox they stood and took up barley, and Agamemnon prayed on their behalf. O Excellency, O Majesty, O Zeus beyond the storm cloud, dwelling in high air, let not the sun go down upon this day into the western gloom before I tumble Priam's blackened roof-tree down, exploding fire through his portals. Let me rip with my bronze point the shirt that clings on Hector and slash his ribs. May throngs around him lie, his friends, head down in dust, biting dry ground. But Zeus would not accomplish these desires. He took the ox, but added woe on woe.